CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my co-host, Thaddeus McCarter, American Greatness. And the Dusty One is here, the chapeau, the bag of tricks, the bullwhip. Out back from the trail with his gifts for all of us. Thaddeus?
Indiana. I'm from the Great Lakes State. I'm very interested in your recent discovery of a 6,000-year-old fishing hook.
Yes, it might sound strange to people, but a 6,000-year-old copper fishing hook, one of the oldest ever found and one of the largest, which means that fishermen living on the coast went after perhaps large tuna or even sharks that were in the nearby waters, and somebody stumbled across this copper fishing hook. And it's amazing to think of the technology. The use of copper only began in the Catholic period, and that they were able to make these technological advances to produce it and to meet the demands that they were having in terms of getting food. We know from the pits what kind of food they ate, the cultivation of wheat, barley, legumes, many other things. But they learn now about the dietary habits of people who lived 6,000 years ago from the animal bones, the rubbish pits, the burnt wheat grains, etc. The fishing hook tells a very rare story about them sailing out in boats, clearly to advance the ability to capture fish for their diet.
Indiana, we go now to one of your favorite haunts, which is Egypt. You spend a lot of time searching for gold and treasures and ancient Egyptian lore. Apparently, you come back with something that is very near the city of Cairo, Heliopolis, and you found statuary. What did Heliopolis mean for the Egyptians?
Heliopolis was a very important center, and I thought this story was especially relevant with the week of Passover beginning, and we study the exodus of the Jews from Egypt. Here you have the story of Ramses II, Ramses IX, and others who are depicted in statues, very interesting statues where their faces are really carefully carved. They are Sphinx-like figures. We know that the pharaohs were seen as the physical manifestation of Ra, who was the sun god, and had the responsibility of maintaining the sun temples. And each temple was built in a way around a courtyard with an obelisk in the middle that would reflect the sun's rays. And this was considered an essential thing for each of the pharaohs to have these kind of statues prepared for them in their tribute. And fragments other royal statues, probably 4,000 years old, have been found, but those have yet to be fully identified. It shows you how important Heliopolis was at that time. It shows you how the passage of from generation to generation of the pharaohs, of the customs and of their responsibility to protect the god Ra in Egyptian.
Indiana Honlein, with his bag of tricks, he brings back statuary from Heliopolis and a 6,000-year-old fishing hook. Looks like it was made 20 years ago, Indiana. Well found. Indiana, back on the road searching for treasure. Thaddeus McCotter, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.